Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, October 11th, 2018. Today is International Day of the Girl, aiming to highlight and address the needs and challenges girls face while promoting girls' empowerment and the fulfillment of their human rights. There is currently a Berlin U-Bahn train displaying printed references to the German AIDS-Hilfe and the counseling it offers. This inspired Christina Obermüller of the online counseling center U25 to initiate a similar project for suicide prevention. Rolf Goppel, board member of the Caritas Association Berlin, states that suicide is still a taboo topic in society, even though it is the number two cause of death among young people up to 25 years of age. Throughout Germany, more than 500 young people commit suicide every year. To counteract this, U25, together with the S-Bahn Berlin and the Berlin Network for Suicide Prevention, is pointing out the high number of suicide-prone youths at Südkreuz station from 11 a.m. next Saturday. Information posters will be displayed, and volunteers from the project are to draw Berliners' attention to the fact that suicide is not a marginal phenomenon. The slogan, "A discussion can save lives," alludes to the fact that it helps to open yourself up to the topic and be vigilant about looking for indications for self-endangering behavior amongst friends and family. Among other things, U25 has peer counselors who are in contact with suicide-prone people between the ages of 8 and 25 via anonymous emails. 10 cars went up in flames in Berlin-Charlottenburg on Wednesday night. According to police reports, the vehicles were all parked on a site in Gutenbergstrasse, and per initial findings, there were no injured persons. The first emergency call was received shortly after 1 a.m., and about an hour and a half later, the vehicles had been extinguished. Police assume arson, but the exact background is unclear. According to the fire brigade, only luxury vehicles were affected. Berlin Briefing will bring you more information on this situation as investigations continue. The Museum of Modern Art in Berlin, designed by Swiss star architects Herzog and de Meuron, will cost significantly more than the 200 million euros previously estimated. At the presentation of the revised draft on Tuesday, Minister of State for Culture Monika Grütter of the CDU said, quote, "We will definitely have to allocate significantly higher funds to the budget. Serious figures, however, will only be released in the summer of 2019, when the draft planning has been completed." Grütter justified the higher costs with cost increases in the construction industry, but in particular with the necessity to bring more museum space into the underground of the new building. The architectural firm Herzog & de Meuron, together with the National Museums in Berlin, had been developing the competition design for the museum since February of 2018. The architects, who also designed the Hamburg Elbphilharmonie, were met with criticism from the Berlin public in 2016 for their plans, which were successful in the competition. The building was repeatedly derogatorily described as a barn or a riding stable. The originally estimated 200 million euros in construction costs from the federal budget had been determined on the basis of a feasibility study from 2012 and 2013. In the meantime, however, according to a comment from Grütters back in the summer, construction prices have, quote, generally risen. The museum is to display Berlin's top-class collection of 20th century art. The collections of the private patrons Marx, Marzona, and Peach, estimated at an insurance value of almost 1 billion euros, will also find a place here. The three collectors had particularly pushed for the new building because the previous National Gallery was already bursting at the seams without their donations. The head office is expected to be closed until 2019 due to a general renovation. According to Hermann Potzinger, president of the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation, the groundbreaking will be next year. The museum could open in the middle of the 2020s. Originally, completion was planned for 2021. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.